This is the Book Legion Podcast, where we review thought-provoking books to give our Legionnaires the knowledge they need to dominate the next level of their life.
Hey, thanks so much for joining me on the Book Legion. My name's Tizer Evans. Today I'm going to be reviewing Tim Grover's new book, Winning. So for those of you who are not familiar with who Tim Grover is, you may have recently just seen him on the documentary The Last Dance that appeared on Netflix, got raving reviews last year, that was on the Bulls last season, the legendary season of Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, before they all got dismantled and winning their third championship after Michael Jordan came back from his retirement, which was his sixth championship. So he was on that because he was Michael Jordan's trainer. Not a lot of people really understand or can appreciate that story unless you know who Tim Grover is or read of books. But he was working at a gym, had got his kinesiology degree, and really wanted to get into sports medicine and, you know, into PT and on the professional side. So I believe he was working like at a small, kind of like Bally's or Gold's or something like that in Chicago. He wrote every single Chicago Bulls a letter talking about how he could help their individual needs based on their position, strength, stats, those types of things. The only person that he did not send a letter to was Michael Jordan, but Michael Jordan saw the letters in the other players' lockers, ended up reading them, got a hold of them, gave him a 30-day test trial, and they worked together for over 15 years. He's also coached Kobe Bryant, Dwayne Wade, Charles Barkley. Now he does executive coaching for CEOs along with athletes. He is the owner of Attack Athletics. He wrote a best-selling book, Relentless, that came out in 2013. He's also a keynote speaker. But the one word I've heard Tim Grover talk in person at the 10X event, I read Relentless, and I watched The Last Dance. I've heard several interviews with him on Ed Milet's show, you know, Tim Bailu on Impact Theory. You know, he's very well known in that kind of personal development space. And the one word I always think when I think of Tim Grover is just intense. And I think that, you know, if you're coaching the likes of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, you've got to be a pretty intense individual. So it's no surprise that the book was called Winning. I picked it up. I pre-ordered it when it came out. I read it last week on vacation, so I'm excited to talk to you guys about it today. So I'm going to first start with my first takeaway, the first chapter that really resonated with me. And so there is, so you guys know, all chapters are all chapter one. So there's no like one, two, three in sequence. If you look at the contents, they're all chapter one. Because he said that, I heard on his Ed Milet interview, basically they're all equal importance. You can't really say that one's more important than the other, which I appreciated. So I'm going to go in consequent order of the way that they resonated with me. So the first one that really resonated me was that winning is the ultimate gamble on yourself, which starts on page 57. And why I really like this, because in my mind, in order to get to the elite level, to be that pinnacle winner, you're only gambling on yourself, right? So you have to have unshakable confidence. And this is just where, when it comes to sales, and if you listen to my other podcast, which is business sales related, I've been in sales for 16, 17 years, and people always ask me, you know, what makes a great salesperson when I go on people's podcasts? And I usually say three things, but the first thing I always say is confidence. And if you read about what he said, that Michael Jordan and Kobe, the one thing that they had in common was they had unshakable confidence. You could not rattle them. They knew that they were better. They knew that they were going to outwork you. They knew that they were going to play smarter. And they knew that they were going to win. Or at least they always had the sounding belief that it didn't matter what was going on in their life, external circumstances, or what was happening on the court. They were focused on the mission, and they didn't think there was anybody out there that was better than them in order to lead the charge and win the game. And this is true just as much in business and in life as it is in basketball, right? If you have unshakable confidence, that is a huge differentiator between you and everybody else. The other part that I really liked about this chapter that a lot of people have time is, like, you know, a lot of people, when they want to go start a business or they want to get a yoga certification or they want to start meditating or they want to go back to school, is they typically go seek approval from friends and family members. Hey, I was thinking about doing this. What do you think? And then if that person doesn't just say, hey, it's a great idea, you should go do that, it'll rattle somebody, right? And so they talk a lot about this, that when you're gambling on yourself, fuck everybody else. You don't need approval from anybody else. You just have to know you have to go all in on yourself. So I wanted to read you guys a quote on confidence on page 71 that just really stood out to me. So confidence is your ticket to freedom, your escape from everything that's holding you back. Confidence gives you the grit to stand in the shadow of those more powerful than you and still retain your power. So again, this is all about confidence. Don't let other people rattle you. Doesn't matter what other people say. You have to be concrete in your beliefs, go all in yourself, and attack your mission. All right, and now the second chapter, or the second topic on winning, I wanted to discuss with you guys. It was a good takeaway for me, was winning wants all of you. There is no balance. And I did a whole YouTube video podcast on this, I mean, probably 2.5 years ago, where I've always struggled with balance in my life. And let me read you this quote on page 106 because it just really hit home for me. With I've always said that there can't be balance. Balance is not obtainable if you're trying to get to high-level results. Here's a quote. Winning wants all of you. It doesn't recognize love or sentiment. It doesn't care about your other responsibility or commitments. It demands obsession, or it will find someone else who does. So again, this goes back to the idea that Grover wants you to hone in, be singular focused, have non-negotiables, set your priorities around what is going to take to make you a winner, to be a winner, go all in on that, and realize that you're going to be extreme. And the people that have achieved high, high level results in our society, there is no fucking balance in their life. Maybe on social media, they want to give you some type of appearance, and he talks about this in the book, which I really appreciate because I know this, because I've experienced it. They want to give you the appearance that, hey, we're traveling, I'm spending time with my kids, I'm spending time with my wife, I'm going to the gym. And maybe they are doing those things, but it's not in the context that you think. It's probably like a 95-5 split, right? Or a 90-10 split, where they're all in on their mission and the thing they're doing. And the hard part about winning is once you start to get to different levels, you realize then, like, as you get to the higher levels, you have to go deeper. You have to go harder. You have to push more. You have to become more effective. And so he says, you know, you got to be obsessed. If you're not obsessed, you're never going to achieve the level of results that you want. But you also have to realize that you cannot obtain balance. Trying to find this perfect alignment of balance is not obtainable. And that was what I had my video on. So just fucking stop trying to do it. Just recognize there's going to be maybe a 3-month period where you're not going to be seeing your kids or your wife or your husband or whoever it is. And you just have to be on the same page. And it's why it's really important to get aligned with a partner that understands your drive and your motivations. But be in constant communication of like, hey, I'm going to disappear, but after the 3 months, I'm going to be very present for the next month, right? Those are some of the types of things that have helped me within my life. You know, I started a new job 4 years ago. I didn't take a day off for 13 months. I had a mission of what I was trying to accomplish, and my wife knew that. And so I missed family vacations. You know, I missed things that my kids were doing, unfortunately. I missed time with my wife. You know, I didn't see my family because they're living across the United States. So I just never went back to California when I was living in Georgia. And it was tough, but that 13 months set me up financially to where I'm at today, where I went from making X and I was able to 3X my income by setting myself up and digging in for that 13 months. So for me, I've seen how extreme work ethic for like short sprints can help catapult you into new levels, right? And so then I recalibrated. I took a step back for about a quarter and then I went right back in. And then which catapulted me again to another spot, another promotion. So I think that you have to get this concept of balance kind of out of your mind and recognize that it's a give and a take, right? And it's okay to be obsessed with your non-negotiable, the thing that you've set your mission on. And so Grover does a great job of explaining this in detail. All right, the last chapter and takeaway I want to talk about from the book was winning takes you to hell, and if you'll quit, you'll stay there. And what I really liked about this is that a lot of people, man, they start climbing that hill, and then they get a couple setbacks, and boom, they revert back right to their comfort zone. And in my mind, when he's talking about hell, he's talking about your comfort zone, right? And he does say this in the book, that's where most people dwell, is in hell. Like, but in some ways, the hell is comfortable because you're surrounded with majority of people are in hell, right? They're struggling with their finances. They're struggling with their relationship with their significant others or with their children or with their parents. They're still holding on to the baggage, you know, from their childhood, from 20 years ago, from that person that left them or the person that cheated on them, right? They're in that own hell, but that hell feels comfortable and it's all they know, and they don't have the fortitude, the will, the courage, or the confidence to get themselves out of hell. And winning even if you get yourself out. Unless you keep that same type of obsessive mentality, you'll revert right back in. You'll slip back into right where you used to be. Maybe at a slightly different level financially, but nonetheless, you don't continue on your upward trajectory of growth, which is what life is all about. And so I like this chapter because I think that it people's hell, quote unquote, has become too normalized. People just accept what is given to them, and they're waiting for someone to come tap them on the shoulder. Hey, Ty, I've got the perfect job for you where you're going to make $500,000. Guess what? That shit doesn't happen in real life. And this is why I think that that correlates with, you know, you got to gamble on the self, on yourself. You got to go all in on yourself, because no one is going to come and pull you out of the current position that you're currently fucking in because they're too worried about themselves. So many people wait their whole lives on that person to open the door and give them the golden opportunity. They never get it. It's like playing the fucking lotto. Like, the chances are it's never going to happen, right? So, like, save your money. Go put it in your 401k, or go put it in a Roth IRA. You'd be much better suited. So this chapter is all about, like, if you want to continue to drive and you want to win and you want to get to the next level and you want to be outside of hell, then you got to put in the work, and you got to realize that the work is fucking constant and it's hard. That's not why very many people do it. But when you get to certain levels, when you start to climb out of hell, you start to find a new sense of freedom, you know, financial freedom, spiritual freedom, mental clarity. And, you know, they say it's lonely at the top. It's lonely at the top for the reason, because it's hard to fucking get there. But when you get there, it's much easier to compete, because there's not very many people up there competing, right? So overall, the book is fantastic. It's intense. If you're someone who's easily offended, you don't feel like winning's important to you, don't read it. I don't recommend it. If you're someone who wants to get to the next level, you want to start to have in a business sense, or even a spiritual sense, or, you know, just for your hobby, you want to start to have that MJ Kobe, start to, you know, Mamba type mindset, it's a great book to pick up. I think it's like 15, 20 bucks. I'm going to post the book and the show notes, so you can just click right down. If you're watching this on YouTube, it'll be right there in the notes as well. Listen to some of the podcasts. You can roll right down, hit the link, buy the book. I'll also put the link to the book Relentless. If you've never read that, it might be good to start there, because he kind of built on some of those principles that he wrote in Relentless. But you could read them independently as well. But both are fantastic. But I'm telling you, if you're not someone who's used to dealing with someone or learning from someone or being mentored by someone who's either coached and performed at the highest levels of what they do, the book will offend you. He's intense, he's extreme, but I love that shit. So I thought it was a great book. Again, you can buy it in the show notes. If you guys haven't done so, please subscribe to the podcast. I would really appreciate it. If you could, drop me a 5-star review. It makes it easier for other people to find the podcast. And leave me a comment. Let me know if you want me any other books or something you found that was great. I can review and share with the audience. You can check out thebooklegion.com or find me at The Book Legion on all social media websites. Thanks so much, guys, and take care. Dum 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 d